Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scamalert. Hey, Eric. I've just put up my Christmas tree at home, and I'm wondering, is it okay to completely ignore the back of the tree? Do I have to put ornaments back there? I have it situated in a corner so you can't really see it. But I don't know if it's right to just do two-thirds of the tree. Just wondering. Thank you. Roxanne.
That's a good question.
You know, I actually had this debate in my house. My daughter and I were talking because I was going to put the tree in the window or in the corner. And she brought that up. She's like, you know, in the window, you got to
decorate
all the way around. And if you put it in the corner, you can probably get away with just this side of the tree. And I'm like, well, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Shove it in the corner.
I think you're onto something there. Do most people do that? Like your tree, where is it in the corner? Is it? Can you see all four sides of it from wherever it's situated?
No, you can't. So, well, it's pressed up against a window, but since I'm in a high rise, I figure no one's walking by. No one's going to see that side. So I didn't decorate that end. The mm-hmm. problem is I had to twist it to plug the lights in, and then there was a section. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah,
so then I had to move
out.
Everything over a little bit. But then I have kind of like crap decorations that I don't like, mm-hmm. and so I started putting those towards the back a little bit.
Rather than just throw them away and get ones you do like. Good call on that.
Well, they're for the back of the tree. Like, I specifically keep
those.
Where
no one can see it, so there's no point to having it.
But I know that it's a little empty, and I need to put something there.
How about yours, Whip? Is yours up?
Yeah, it's up, and I'm trying to think. So ours are kind of against a window, too. Ours is kind of against a window, too. And I think we have decorations all the way around.
You don't even know. You were watching TV while the decorating was going on.
Yeah, I will tell you,
a lovely family tradition.
I was doing that, and I remember specifically the directions or the decorations going up on about three sides. I'm not sure about the fourth.
Right.
But I don't think
that's
think
where you send your littlest kid back into the corner there to take care of that.
Yeah, I'll have to look from outside to see.
312-233-1019. Let's do five votes on this, Swanee. Five votes, fifth vote gets a prize. Do you decorate all the way around the tree, or are you allowed to leave the back of the tree blank? Like if the tree fell over, which, by the way, more on that coming up today, too.
Oh, no.
If the tree fell over and your back of the tree would be exposed, people would judge you. You got to remember that.
Right.
Like, yeah, family over there, like,
yeah.
Just empty.
Oh. That hurt.
Oh, my God.
I think there's something going on with my throat.
Don't try that again.
Boy, that one, I don't know what happened there. 312-233-1019. Five votes. Decorate all the way around, or are you allowed to leave the back open? Fifth vote, get a prize. Thank you for the question. Jane, when it comes to decorating the tree, do you go just the sides that are exposed and leave the one against the wall empty, or do you go all the way around?
Oh, all the way around. Otherwise, it's going to tip over like it did to me.
Oh, really? Yours did tip over.
It tipped over a few years ago, so now I do it all the way around and I tether it to my banner.
Oh, wow. You have heavy ornaments.
Wow, you actually locked that thing down.
Wow.
Put some, you know, securing hooks in the wall and lock it down.
Fishing line.
how big's your tree?
It's 10 feet.
Oh, 10 feet.
Hey,
wow. That's
high
right?
ceilings.
You don't mess around with the holidays over there, do you, Jane?
I don't mess around. No way.
All right. All the way around. Thank you, Jane. We'll set you up with a prize. Do we have anything for her?
That's a lot of...
What do you want to give her, Swanee?
Yeah, we got some extras.
We'll give her something. That being said, of the five votes we got, four of those votes said you got to go all the way around the tree.
Really? Wow. I didn't expect that.
I like Jane Lynch. I was also reading, when it comes to Christmas trees, kids prefer real trees.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of kids prefer real trees.
Good for them.
And when you get the real tree, you're supposed to put water in there every day.
Every day.
Every day you're supposed to water the tree.
Yeah, that.
And
you.
Just water. That's what tree experts say. You know, you hear, like I even said on the show, I talked to a doctor friend of mine who's like, you know, just put a little dash of orange juice in there.
Right,
keeps everything really fresh.
I heard Sprite once.
Sprite, I've heard that before.
And I feel like they make little powdery stuff you're supposed to put in there, too. But maybe
Well, they
not.
Brought that up. They
and
said
that's bad?
Sometimes you'll see that they do that for plants, and they try to pass that off for Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
They say don't put that stuff in there.
Okay.
Yeah,
I won't.
Right. Thank you, Jane. We'll set you up with something lovely. So the internet says the best sound ever is the sound the ATM makes when you're withdrawing money. They describe it as kr. That's
yeah.
a kr.
Okay.
That sound where you can hear it coming out, right?
Yeah.
Right. I said I like the sound of a, you know, the shower running. Violetta, I had mentioned, you know, the coffee. Maybe people like the sound of the coffee machine turning on. Swanee wanted to be clear. That is something that you should not be involved in.
I
missed
I'm
it
sorry.
Earlier. Violetta flooded the kitchen with coffee today.
No.
We're still dealing with it, as is the floor below us.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding about that. Whip, what is the best sound ever for you?
A fan.
You like a fan sound?
Yeah.
It's kind of along the same lines that
it kind of is.
Gray
the shower.
Noise, white noise shower.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Since we're talking about money, Patrick, the best sound ever is what?
I know it's no longer, but the sound of your old change running through the bank machine.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you can get that, a jewel where you put it through the Coinstar, but, man, they rip you off.
They charge you a little bit.
Oh,
and
they
you have
charge
to
you
donate.
A lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Hi, Adam. Best sound ever is what?
I'm a teacher, so the final bell at the end of the day when the kids go home.
I remember that.
Yeah, loving that, aren't you? At number three, Lynn, best sound ever.
Ocean waves hitting the beach.
That is a good sound.
Gosh.
That is a good...
relaxing. Wow,
hypnotic. We used that term earlier for that Billie Eilish song. The waves hitting the beach is kind of along the same line.
True.
Also, it's very hypnotic. At number two, Mary, best sound ever.
All right, good morning. The best sound ever, popping open a cold one.
Popping open a cold one. The sound of a cold one being popped open. And finally in at number one, the best sound ever, Vicky.
The noise a vacuum makes when it runs over the little pieces of dirt.
Oh, the best ever.
When you take the stick and put it along the counter, all those crumbs.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. You can hear all the crumbs coming up. Making a girl so happy.
Really does.
How's your morning going, Vicky?
Pretty good. I'm on my way home from work.
Oh, really? Third shifter?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you do?
I am a cashier at a gas station.
Okay. Now, when you get home, do you pop open a cold one in the morning?
No, I stop at Dunkin' on my way home. That's my cold one.
Good woman. Good woman.
Unexpected honeymoon destinations. Where'd you go? 312-233-1019. It's like I predicted it. John, where'd you go?
Wisconsin Dells.
There it is. There it is.
Where'd you stay? Noah's Ark or?
To be honest with you, we were so hammered, I forgot.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's great.
Maybe the Kalahari.
Yeah, did you do the duck boats or, you know, the see any of the water skiing shows? Did we lose him?
He may still be hammered.
No, he's already gone.
Gone like the wind.
He ditched us. This one is for you, Whip. Meg, your unexpected honeymoon destination was what?
Yeah, we went to New Hampshire, and then we took a day trip over to Boston and caught a Red Sox game.
Red Sox game.
That's so cool.
For your
that's great. Fenway Historic Ballpark.
Look at see, Whip.
It's the Wrigley of the Northeast.
See, look how excited he is. Whip's like, I'd like to scrap Australia and do the Red Sox game.
I've done the Red Sox game.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, that's right.
Amy, you can do this on your way. Amy, your unexpected honeymoon spot was where?
We went to Cooperstown for the Baseball Hall of Fame weekend induction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that has always been a dream. Like, I've been there.
I know.
Really, can I just talk to these people off the air?
You are geeking out something fierce.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
So, it was fantastic.
Oh,
it was
it was.
Weekend.
You liked it. Like, you picked that, or did your husband pick that?
My wife picked it.
Oh, your wife.
Perfect.
Nice.
I want to go. Let's all go together next time.
Great.
Invite me. Call me.
That is great. Look at this. Your unexpected honeymoon destination, Tony.
We went to Portland, Maine after our wedding on Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow. So you went to Portland, Maine in November.
Yes.
Not that it's not a beautiful bar, but it's basically the same weather here as here or worse.
That's what I told my wife, but she wanted to go hang out some bed and breakfast and, you know, eat some lobster out there. But she actually got a skin rash and stayed in bed for 3 days while I was hanging out at the bar.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but I got to tell you, it adds to the story.
Oh, wow.
She had a horrible shellfish reaction.
Oh, my God.
I hung out at the bar, and she just covered herself with salve.
Salve is a great word.
It is. Your surprising and unexpected honeymoon destination, Jim, took you where?
Bull Shoals, Arkansas.
Where, Arkansas?
Bull Shoals.
Bull Shoals.
Oh, and what is the appeal of Bull Shoals, Arkansas?
My ex-wife likes fishing, and it's good trout fishing.
Ah,
Yeah.
Some of the finest trout fishing in the nation, I guess.
Is that romantic, trout fishing?
Well, to them it was for a little while.
Yeah.
And then it all fell apart. And then finally, you want romance.
Yeah.
You head where for your honeymoon, Kathy?
We went to Culver, Indiana.
Oh, that's nice.
Culver, Indiana.
That is nice.
What's over there?
And why would you choose that as your destination?
It just kind of happened. There was nothing to do except rent videos, and the lady asked my husband if his mom had an account there.
Aha! I don't know how your honeymoon just kind of happens.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And Holly, a little quick shotgun wedding, and it just was the next town over. Living big. Ready to find out what's trending on Twitter?
Yes.
All right, Violetta, you got the top three?
Yes.
Okay, in at number three.
Taylor Swift and Match.com trending after Swift debuts her newly recorded love story song in their new ad. Ryan Reynolds' production company created this ad and asked for the snippet to be in there.
Did you see in the ad, too, they say there's a veiled reference to Scooter Braun.
Oh.
Yeah. If you look in the background, you can see a scooter kicked over. Because, he's the guy that bought the original masters to all the Taylor Swift songs, so he owns them, so Taylor couldn't use them.
Right.
He had to re-record everything.
Yeah, she's kind of sneaky like that. Yeah, she always
editorialize really quick. Just real quick. I like her. I do. But yeah. I find her, like, personal beef with Scooter Braun thing that she always takes public, I find that to be a little petty.
It's just business.
Do your business behind the scenes. Figure out what you got to figure out. But I think it's kind of cheap.
Okay. I don't know. I think I get that, but I think if somebody took, $50, $60, $70 million of your stuff.
It's not her stuff.
that's how it's determined, but if you think that it is.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The public part of, like, kind of putting it out there for her fans to,
exactly.
It's like, just figure it out with your people, have your people figure it out. You'll win in the end, Taylor. It's okay.
All right. Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Mariah Carey is dubbed the Queen of Christmas because of her uber-popular song, All I Want for Christmas.
You really want to get all the Taylor Swift people mad at you. First, you say her career is over.
Yeah, I know.
Then you say her music. Now you're telling her to shut up about her $70 million. Boy, you just really want them after you, don't you?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were saying what?
Okay. So Mariah Carey, she's like the Queen of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And now she's launching a virtual cookie brand that will deliver dessert straight to your doorstep. So everybody's kind of excited, and they're just saying this is the Mariah Carey season.
Mariah Carey cookies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
A Kris Kringle Market-inspired pop-up in Avondale is helping to save the holidays from COVID. Demon Tap near Belmont in California is going to be selling Glühwein. It's the spice wine.
I thought it was Glühwein.
Yeah, you're right.
That's Glühwein. Probably,
Glühwein.
Yeah. And I believe it's Kris Kringle as opposed to Kris Kringle.
You added an R there.
Gosh, I'm the worst. Anyway.
We got Christmas mad at you. We've got Taylor Swift fans mad at him. I'm just trying to get through this. There it was. Lions coach Daryl Bevel spoils his daughter's proposals in his press conference. Coach, what'd you do over Thanksgiving? I was with family, and my daughter's boyfriends both cornered me and asked for their hands in marriage. I guess that's coming sometime soon. I don't know.
That's so
the daughter's
personal.
Like, what? What?
Why would you tell him that?
312-233-1019. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi.
Had your proposal spoiled?
I found the ring myself.
Oh.
Were you looking for it? Were you intentionally snooping, or did you just stumble across it?
No, we had a trip planned to Florida, so I was helping packing, and I stumbled across it in his underwear drawer.
That's where we like to hide things.
Yeah, usually that's a pretty private area.
Yeah, nobody wants to check our underpants.
No, and we had a nice dinner planned to where I kept waiting for dinner the whole time for him to ask. So finally, right before we left, I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom one more time. And when I came back is when he was down on his knee to propose.
There you go.
That's nice.
That's so nice. Yeah, Daryl Bevel, he's a dad. He spoiled it. Carrie, your dad spoiled it, too?
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
What happened?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. So we had a trip planned to the Outer Banks, and my husband was kind enough to go ask my dad, like, hey, can we do this here? My dad thinks he's hilarious, so he left me a voicemail to the effect of, like, hey, your husband or your future husband is over here. He asked for your hand. I told him, you better take it because I won't have it back.
Oh, look at that. Dad sees an opportunity for comedy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I get this voicemail before the trip, and I'm like, okay, so there goes the surprise.
Yeah, but I got a really quality joke out of it. It was worth it, right, honey?
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
Dad. Oh, my God. Your proposal was spoiled. Glenn.
Yeah, mine was spoiled by the TSA agent at the airport.
Oh, okay. They found it?
Well, we were going to Vegas. I was going to propose there, so I had the ring and the carry-on. And when I went through the X-ray, he's like, you're going to have to take that out. So I'm telling my wife, go ahead.
Go,
like,
put your shoes on. Grab a Starbucks.
Get away from me.
Well, and then not only did he make me take it out, but I got the box. I'm like, it's a ring in there. He's like, okay, you're going to have to take it out of the box.
Oh, my God.
So she saw it and everything.
Come on, man.
Are you giving the TSA guy the look like, dude?
Exactly. Well, and eventually the proposal was, here, take it.
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
And she's
right there by
shoes.
The Starbucks. Yeah. How romantic. Guy's got a painting in his entryway of his apartment, his condo, whatever. His girlfriend's like, I love that painting. I love that. He's like, well, I did that. She's like, oh, I love it even more.
I know, right?
And after she said, I love it even more, he realized in his head, well, now I can't tell her that I did it with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And by did it, I mean made the painting.
Right.
So he's thinking, all right, she loves it. Now she's, you know, moving in. Do I need to come clean about this? Do I need to get rid of the painting? Now, before we get to your calls, Whip, what advice would you give? Does he need to tell her yes or no?
No.
Thank God. Violetta, does he need to tell her?
Yes.
Have you lost your mind?
I would want to know.
This has got to be the numbness speaking.
No, yeah. As a girl, I would want to know if he's looking at this painting every single day, thinking about his ex. Now, I need to know that. You need to disclose that information.
You know, you've got no problems whatsoever right now. Everything's fine. She's happy. You're happy. Everything's fine. Why would you throw something out there just to screw it up?
Right. Let me ask a follow-up question that you would probably not like the fact if you found that out, right? Or no?
Oh, no. I wouldn't like him. We would get rid of it.
You'd be very unhappy with that. So that's why he doesn't want to disclose it. He knows you won't like it.
Right. And he doesn't want to get into the fight.
Oh, you're saving my feelings.
You got to hide that. Mm-hmm. You don't say a word about that.
Nope.
And then if she finds out, you just say you forgot.
I
heard you made that with your girlfriend.
See?
How could you have not told me that? I forgot.
Yeah. It's a spiral effect. You just keep lying.
That's right.
You got to tell the truth.
Say you forgot. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What kind of advice would you give him? Should he tell his current girlfriend the painting was made with his ex-girlfriend?
Well, I'm sorry, Violetta, but I have to say no.
Right.
Because I say what she doesn't know isn't going to hurt her.
Oh, exactly.
What she said.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a wise woman right there. Just stick with her. Just follow her. Way to go. Hiya, Phil.
Hey. Yeah, I think tell her because guys are clumsy, and we'll forget and we'll trip up. So find out so they know we're lying to her, and then we'll kind of have to talk about it anyway. So just get it out there. Don't let it become a bigger issue later on.
Yes, exactly. No, be honest. I love that.
We're not. We're getting along great right now. I'd like to throw something out so we can not get along. Here it is.
Yeah, I mean, I understand his theory, too, because he's like, you know, eventually we're going to mess up and it's going to become worse. Mm-hmm. But you just got to be really careful, I guess.
Eventually when we mess up, what do we say?
I don't recall.
I forgot.
I forgot. I plead the fifth.
I totally forgot she was so meaningless in my life. I completely forgot she was even involved in that.
Oh, my God. It's just rolling off your tongue.
I made lots of paintings with lots of women.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that chair over there, I made that with three women. You should have seen it.
I can't.
The whole living room set, that was at a party where things got really weird.
It is a slippery slope, I guess.
Uh-huh. What do you think, Timmy?
I think you tell her. Hey, babe, you know what? How about you and I, we go to the paint store together. We'll put both paintings together. You pick the one that you want up on the wall. And then we'll sit on the couch, get numb together, and cry it out.
Oh, yes! Hey! I literally got goosebumps from that.
Yeah, you're all crazy. Mixed Morning Mindbender. The favorite tradition around the holidays for families is what? I bring this up for a very specific reason. It must be what? Sherry!
Hi!
Hi.
To go caroling together?
Go caroling, no.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that.
All right. No. Thank you, though. Hi, Caitlin.
Is it look at Christmas lights?
Look at Christmas lights, no.
Okay.
No, but thank you. Must be what? Emily.
I'm going to say getting drunk together.
Getting drunk together. No.
We do
but
that all the time.
But good times, good times.
Yeah.
Good times, good
Bring
times.
Bring the eggnog.
That is not it. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, is it cutting down a tree and trimming it together?
Cutting down the tree and decorating it. No.
Wow, a lot of guesses,
This is like
though.
All the hard stuff.
Yeah.
No, the favorite tradition around the holiday is what, Renee?
Watching holiday movies.
That is exactly right.
That makes
Getting
sense.
Getting together and watching holiday movies.
I didn't expect that.
You enjoy doing that, Renee?
I do. My favorite movie is The Elf.
Elf.
Yeah. Right. There he is. Uh-huh. There's a lot of viral TikTok videos of people dressed as elf jumping across the street on the on the markings in the crosswalk.
That's great.
Your favorite tradition around the holidays, watch holiday movies is number one. Put up holiday decorations, number two. Cook the holiday meal, number three. Listen to holiday music, number four. Buy presents, number five.
Wow.
Now, the favorite classic holiday movie of all time. What do you think that
classic
is?
Classic movie.
Classic? When you say classic, I'll go, It's a Wonderful Life.
No, sorry. That's number two.
Oh.
Miracle on 25th Lane.
Miracle on 25th Lane.
Oh, what's it called?
That's one of my favorites, but no.
Is it Home Alone?
No, it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
How could I forget?
The Pooper's Full.
That's right, Cousin
That's
Eddie.
That's the classic?
Yeah, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Everybody loves it, followed by It's a Wonderful Life, followed by A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
Then Home Alone. Than a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Your modern-day favorite holiday movie made since 2000 is, of course, what you just heard, Elf.
Yeah. Elf!
Followed by Polar Express.
Oh, yeah.
Seuss's The Grinch.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love Actually.
That one always irks me a little bit.
And Die Hard.
Oh.
That debate.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
classic.
Elf in at number one. That being said, listen to this.
Okay.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Turned down $29 million to be Buddy all over again in Elf 2.
Wow.
$29 million?
$29 million he was offered to do the movie, and he turned it down.
You might have more to it. I don't know. But I remember you told us a couple of months ago something I did not know, which is that he and John Favreau don't get along.
Hold the thought, Whip.
Spoiling it. Yeah, I didn't know if this was related to that.
After the wild success of the first movie, New Line Cinema execs were eager to make a follow-up, but that wouldn't be possible without, obviously, the undisputed star. Ferrell didn't want to do a sequel, even for the extraordinary amount of $29 million, which he was offered.
Oh, my God.
That's what was the offer for it, but I killed the idea of a sequel because I never liked it, said Will. $29 million does seem like a lot of money for a guy to wear tights, but it's what the marketplace would bear. It's insane, but it's not my call. The studios perpetuate it, and they made it hard to say no. Although he says in the big scheme of things, turning it down wasn't as difficult as he thought. There have been pervasive rumors that it didn't happen because Will Ferrell and director John Favreau don't get along.
That's right. Wow. Okay.
Which is amazing because Will Ferrell is the nicest man you'll ever meet. He's been in here with us a couple of times.
Absolutely.
And John Favreau's been in here, and he's great.
Yeah. So
Some
maybe there's something
just don't
there.
Mesh.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
doesn't
John,
click.
John Favreau did the Iron Man movie.
Yeah. That's right. He's a huge guy with those.
If he someone want to pay me $29 million, I'd be nice to everybody.
Co-star James Caan explained the tension during an interview. Of course, James Caan was Elf's dad. Remember that?
That's right.
We were going to do it, and I thought, oh, my God, I finally got a franchise movie. I can make some money, let my kids do what the hell they want to do. And the director, John Favreau, and Will, they didn't get along very well. So initially, Will wanted to do it, but he didn't want John Favreau to direct. But John Favreau had it in his contract that he could direct the next Elf.
Right.
So that just killed it.
Wow.
That's it.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's unreal.
He walked away from $29 million. Our buddy comedian Pat McGann joins us. Hang on, I'll grab Pat in just a second here. Hey, Whip, speaking of comedians, for the 9 o'clock news, can you check something for me?
Sure.
I saw a story, but I haven't heard the details. Comedian John Mulaney. You know
John? He's hosted Saturday Night Live a number of times.
Reportedly, a joke he told during his monologue from SNL warranted a visit from the Secret Service.
Wow.
I'll check it out.
Intense.
Maybe have that for the 9 a.m. news. Hey, Pat.
Eric.
How would you feel if a joke you told, you went home to your place on the south side, there was a knock at the door, and it was the Secret Service outside wanting to talk about that joke?
Oh, man, that would not feel. No. That would probably remind me of a post-show. I did a joke about I grew up Catholic, and I'm still Catholic, going to church, getting communion. And I had a joke about not getting it, you know, in their hand when you just stick your tongue out.
Right. Right. People do that. Some people do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got visited by a priest after the show who was in the audience.
He
and he was telling me, no bueno.
Really?
I said, sorry.
Really?
Sorry, Padre.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
Feel terrible about it. Yeah. You'll forget it by tomorrow. Everything will be fine. How are you, Pat?
Oh, I'm great. You know, things are awesome, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's feeling super.
Just hanging at home. Are you
still doing your jokes? You know, I was watching them for a while on Facebook and Instagram where you would test your jokes out on your kids because you couldn't go anywhere to do your act.
You know, I was doing those pop-ups, and they kind of fizzled out once. I think I was riding the wave of whatever got us to March 12th.
Right.
That was the last time I did, like, a real live show.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still trying to stay creative and stay engaged on socials. It's just tough sometimes. Because, you know, it's all about the kids now. Everyone's worried about the kids. It's like, what are you worried about them for? They've been sober this whole time. Right? They're worried about us.
That's right.
They're like, Dad doesn't look so good. It's been 6 months of this. He doesn't look so good anymore.
You cannot figure it out. I feel like it's because we grew up in the 80s, and all we ever heard was just say no or just do it.
Right.
And that is so confusing.
Right, yeah.
Constantly...
No.
Yeah. Walking a tightrope.
None of us know what to do.
That's so true.
So you're going to be hosting, let me see if I have this right, Pat, and I probably don't, a virtual evening of laughter for the 19th Ward Small Business Super Raffle. You've always been so supportive of your hometown area, and more specifically your hometown ward, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's especially these last several months, these business owners are struggling, you know? Everything kind of... I mean, I don't have to explain. Everyone can relate, especially these restaurants and bars. And that's the backbone of our community. So, you know, I grew up here. My wife and I have three kids here, and we just don't want to see any of these people, you know, lose their business due to stuff that's kind of out of their control. So we got a great community that rallies behind stuff like this. I think they've already raised over $150,000. And it's a raffle where you can win a car. I mean, you can win a... I love that they're giving away a Ford Escape, a 2020 Ford Escape. It's like, who wouldn't want to escape 2020, right?
For sure. It's a natural fit, yeah.
So they're giving away a car. They're giving away cash. They're giving away a bunch of gift cards to these local businesses. And I'm putting together like a little variety show. Everyone that pays $50 for tickets, you get five chances in the raffle. You get a link for this show Friday night. And I got a bunch of great comics lined up. I also have some interesting guests. Like Jeffrey Bayer from Channel 11.
Oh, love that guy. He's the best.
The Ariel Chicago
Dude.
Just came out.
I know. I have that recorded. I got to check it out today before I talk to him. Did you guys see it?
Yeah. It's really good.
I have not seen it.
It is really, really good.
I need to see it.
I kind of want to be Jeffrey Bayer a little bit. If I wasn't me, I wouldn't mind being Jeffrey.
I do, too. I actually tried working with Jeffrey Bayer and asked him why he denied my internship when I applied once.
Oh, my God. Now this is all about you.
Okay, I will. Yeah. That's going to be my first question, Violetta. That's going to be number one.
Right out of the gate with that one. Right out of the gate.
He's still cool, though.
Truly, though, like, I feel like a Chicago junkie. A little bit, but like, you see that guy?
That's it.
And he's like,
he knows everything. Like, he knows every corner, every neighborhood, even the suburbs. It's just, it's awesome.
He can never move.
That's true.
Yeah, he's stuck.
I'm looking forward to talking to him and, you know, just having a good time with these people that, you know, we live amongst. So it should be fun.
All right. So this is on Friday night, December 18th, right?
No, it's actually this Friday. It's tomorrow.
Oh, why do I have Friday?
Oh,
tickets for the Super Raffle are available for purchase through Friday, December 18th. But the special is this Friday.
Friday, 7:30.
Gotcha.
And, like you said, you can continue to buy tickets to win the car and win some money.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
But if you want to get the link to the show, you have to buy $50 worth of tickets by tomorrow.
Okay. And I think you go to the19thward.com for all the details, all the information, ticket availability, et cetera, et cetera. Do I have that part right?
You do. Okay. You nailed that one.
All right. And raising money for small businesses throughout Beverly, Morgan Park, Mount Greenwood communities, and the whole South Side, 19th Ward, Pat McGann, you're taking good care of them. You know, we were supposed to have lunch like 64 times during this pandemic, and they keep closing restaurants on us, so I don't know what's going to happen to that.
I know, man. I just feel like we'll hunker down for these few months, and then
we're going to all go out, right? In in the new world.
Sure. And by the way, I meant to tell you, and I think we told you last time we were on, but your comedy special, your Netflix, Sebastian Maniscalco presents Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? It is tremendous. It's really, really good.
Thanks, dude.
I'm happy to say it, yeah. And you can see that on Comcast, Amazon, Spectrum, Apple TV, just about anywhere. All right, Pat, it's good talking to you as always, and continued success, and we'll keep an eye on things on Friday, okay?
I appreciate it so much, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
See ya. Yeah.
More than ever, we need a laugh right now.
We do. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to like these headlines for Three Story Thursday. Headline number one. Man loses license for driving under the influence of rum balls.
Rum balls.
Rum balls.
Let's get ready to rumball.
Choked on that one.
Too easy. Headline number two. More Japanese men are sitting down to urinate as pandemic keeps people home.
I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, you will, Wep, shortly. Yeah.
Yep. Wondering a couple things.
Sitting Japanese, okay.
Headline number three. Mom accidentally sells son on Facebook.
Oh, what?
Sold gun. Got a deal.
Oh,
somebody got a deal. Sold him. It was an accident, but yeah, she got a good deal.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Can we get the mom selling the kid out of the way?
Nope, gotta wait.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Let's the rum balls.
Rum balls it is, Whip. In Australia, home of the wallaboo-roo.
Well, there's a wallaby, a kangaroo, and a wallaroo.
Wallaroo.
That's right.
Wallaroo, right. Perth, Australia, not to be confused with Peru, Illinois. Here's one more reason. Too much candy can be bad for you. A Perth, Australia court has convicted a man for driving under the influence of rum balls. Tommy Keefe had started eating the treats at a friend's birthday party and was snacking on them on the drive home when he was pulled over and given a breathalyzer. He registered a 0.038 blood alcohol, which is above the legal limit of 0.02 for licensed drivers. He said he had no clue how potent the rum balls could be.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
You ever had a rum ball before? They are hard to eat, and he was just popping them like chiclets.
Yeah, I don't know if I know what that is. Is that with the cherry rum, too, or no?
You can get them that way, but sometimes they're just like little chocolate balls.
So it's like like one of those chocolate liqueur things
you would see?
Okay.
But some of them even have like a filling that's just mixed with rum.
Oh, right. Okay. Like a white filling.
They got a little sting to them, though.
Mm.
Speaking of sting, that's when you sit down to pee.
Is that
more true? Japanese men are sitting down to urinate as the pandemic keeps people home. The number of men who sit down to pee is growing amid the coronavirus, according to a poll conducted by Panasonic.
Ah.
As men spend more time at home due to teleworking, they become more concerned about stains on or around the bowl.
Oh.
There seems to be a growing desire to keep toilets clean since they've started to use them more often. Because usually you'd be just peeing at work. You don't care where it goes.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
You're in your house. Right. You're more careful.
Right. Yeah. I have a question.
Well, hold that thought for just a moment, Violetta.
Okay.
I will get right to you.
Thanks. I'll just wait patiently over here.
11% of men say they have started to sit down while doing it, and 58% said they had already been sitting down and their behavior hasn't changed. Have I answered your question yet?
Kind of.
70% of men were found to sit during peeing compared to 51% in a survey conducted in 2015.
Okay, so it's rare to sit down, right? Like, most guys stand? Like, do you guys stand?
It kind of depends. In the middle of the night, I like to sit. It's just safer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, this is news to me. I'm not going to be gross. I'm just saying, if the peeing is the only activity I'm going to have to...
Oh, my God. That's what the article's about.
So then it's a no. I'm not going to sit down.
Sometimes I do just because I'm tired.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I'll take a little break here while I'm at it.
I feel like guys that share a house with a lot of women sit down.
That could be.
Mm. Because I know, I feel like my dad.
Oh, Swanee, I think he sits down all the time.
Really?
Oh, there you go. So. See, I guess I don't really know what guys do. I guess it's really the bottom
line
here.
You should spend some more time figuring out what guys do.
I think I should.
And then finally, on Three Story Thursday, mom accidentally sells son on Facebook. An Australian mother, a lot in Australia going on.
Yeah,
accidentally placed her toddler up for sale on Facebook. She was selling a Christmas tree for $50 and posted four pictures. One included her son. The caption read, "Bought 2 years ago from Adair's." It must be like their Walmart.
Yeah, right.
"In superb condition, ideal for the apartment or small space." One potential buyer wrote back, "If I buy the baby, reckon she will throw in the tree for free?"
Reckon.
Those Australians. Want to go now, Swanee? Yeah? Yeah, because I...
Go home? We
might have to hold... Yeah. Spoken like a true employee of this station, Violetta.
The sooner
you can get out of here, the better.
It's only 9:30.
Are we ready to go? Go home? I can go home?
It's like suddenly your teacher said, class is canceled.
This is the radio station where no one wants to work. I don't like to keep law enforcement waiting.
Oh, right. They got stuff
neither.
To do.
Yeah.
Real jobs.
Yeah. And this is the case right now because not many people know, and Whip helped break the story this morning that... The Wallaroo is indigenous to Peru, Illinois. Not many people know that.
Big secret.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
A lot of kangaroos and wallabies meeting in bars down in Peru.
Exactly.
Going home and creating little Wallaroos, jumping around everywhere down there. All right, well, give me a little background on the story before we talk to Chief Doug.
The way I understand it, there was a Wallaroo, which is just what you said, a kangaroo and a wallaby crossed, hopping down the street in Peru, Illinois yesterday. It ended up in the Illinois River, but luckily... It is okay now because they rescued it.
The police, wow. The police fished it out of the river,
or
so to speak.
Yeah,
or animal
some people
control
that the police
rescue, yeah.
set up.
Together.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. I bet you, Chief Doug down in Peru knows all about it. Hi, Chief. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, people up there?
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, Chief. So it sounds like things got a little exciting in Peru yesterday.
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it exciting. It did about 1:15 yesterday afternoon. All heck broke loose, and 911 phones were blowing up, and social media was blowing up because people literally saw a kangaroo running down U.S. Route 6 through our downtown business district.
So
it was pretty crazy.
Right through downtown there in Peru, it was a running or hopping or jumping or whatever wallaroos do. How big was it?
I'd say about 50 or 60 pounds. It was pretty good size.
Okay. So it like hops past the Casey's, you're drinking your coffee and you look out. Did you see it? Did you witness it?
Well, I actually did. The current police station we're in is literally located in the downtown business district on Route 6. I was on the phone talking to a city attorney up in Chicago, and I looked out my window and literally saw a kangaroo
right.
hopping down the street past the police department and several squad cars in pursuit. And
wow.
I told them I had to get off the phone. And
right. I got to go deal with this.
Right. Go see exactly. a therapist.
Right. And you're thinking, wow, this is so 2020. This is unbelievable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is the first thought that crossed your mind, where the heck did a kangaroo come from?
Well, that might have been the second. I can't tell you what the first
right.
was. That was the second, you know. Gotcha. You know, we have exotic pet stores in town. I thought maybe that would be it. I didn't know that a private citizen would have ownership of one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, a lot of thoughts went through my mind.
All right, so as it hops through downtown, Chief, and then we heard it hopped into the Illinois River?
Yeah, worked its way around the downtown area, past the hospital, across a couple state highways.
This is like I'm reading a police report.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it worked its way down to the banks of the Illinois River along some railroad tracks and got kind of tuckered out. So we kind of had it under surveillance because we couldn't get near it. It was scared, obviously. And so it was resting, and then all of a sudden it just darted and jumped and hopped and took a tumble down the river, the banks of the river, and right into the Illinois River, and literally tried to swim from the north shore to the south shore. And there's no way anyone is going to be able to do that, human or otherwise.
Yeah.
And so we had fire boats coming out and trying to rescue it, and had to keep the owner from jumping into the river to go after Wally. And long story short, a couple of fishermen just out minding their own business, enjoying the sunny day on the river, came around the bend, and we started screaming, fish them out, and they did, and said, it's not a dog, and we said, no, it's a kangaroo.
A kangaroo in the Illinois River in Peru, Illinois, fishing
it's
out.
Actually a wallaroo,
yeah.
Not a kangaroo, but they're in the same family, I guess. So,
sure.
Anyway, got it to shore, got it to a local vet, and the rest is history, as they say.
Man, that's unbelievable. So the wallaroo, is it
weird.
Named Wally? Is it, you called it
yes,
Wally, is that?
It's named Wally.
All
Yeah.
All right, and now is Wally safely back in the hands of his or her owner?
Yes, Wally is back with its owner. The owner has given us a permit from the state of Illinois that he believes gives him authority to have this animal. We're not so sure about that, so we're working on that today to verify, hey, can you have a wallaroo? You know, do you need a permit? And, you know, is that a violation of the city ordinance and whatnot? So as of now, Wally's home with the owner. Whether it's going to be the permanent home. At this point, I tend to suspect maybe not so, that he's going to have to find a more appropriate venue for Wally.
Yeah, maybe
so.
Somewhere over in LaSalle so you guys don't have to mess with it.
Yeah, something like that, right?
There you go. Well, Chief, it is an unbelievable story. We heard it earlier, and we were amazed by it, so we wanted to get verification that it was actually true from those who witnessed it. Boy, oh, boy, what could today hold for you?
You and everybody across the country, I can't believe it's national. I don't know if it's international attention, but the phones have been blowing up, and interviews and national TV shows are calling and wanting to do interviews on it today. So I guess in this year, it's kind of good news, really.
Sure.
That's a happy story.
Well, Chief, we'll let you go talk to Hoda Kotb next. We appreciate your time, and all the best to you guys down there. Sometimes I drive to Princeton. If there's any chance you guys could avoid pulling me over, I'd appreciate it.
Well, just give me a call ahead of time. We'll be ready.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Chief. I like that guy.
He's great.
I love him.
It's Chief Doug down in Peru. ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.